practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we do gather around the radio with the intent to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, along with other Bible-believing Christians at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the Lord's day. Let's dedicate it unto Him. We're going to begin the program today with a song entitled Glorious Things of Thee Are Spoken.
Things of thee are spoken, Zion, city of our God. He whose word cannot be broken, formed thee for his own abode. On the rock of ages founded, what can shake thy sure repose? With salvation's walls surrounded, thou mayest smile at all thy foes. Eternal love, well supply thy sons and daughters, and all fear of want remove. Who can faint when such a river ever flows, their thirst to assuage? Grace which like the Lord the giver never fails from age to age. Each habitation hovering, see the cloud and fire appear. For a glory and a covering, showing that the Lord is near. Thus deriving from their banner, light by night and shade by day, safe they feed upon the manna which he gives them when they pray. Savior, if of Zion city I through grace a member am, let the world deride or pity, I will glory in thy name. Fading is the worldling's pleasure, all his boasted pomp and show. Solid joys and lasting treasure none but Zion's children know.
Solid joys,
lasting treasure none but Zion's children know.
Well, it is a true joy to come to you every Sunday morning at this same time on this same radio station with the Voice of Faith radio broadcast coming to you from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania. And as I say practically every Sunday morning, I am very thankful for the pleasure of your company, and I truly am. And it's our desire as we bring this radio broadcast to you Sunday after Sunday that the Lord will use it in your life. I've mentioned over the years that the reason why we began this program many years ago was to prepare each and every one of us to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth with others of like precious faith. And it is my prayer that you'll go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church today. Over the recent years, and particularly during the COVID, we find that many people have simply walked away from the church. I know here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, we use radio, we use television, we use the internet, and I've even had people say to me that they simply enjoy going to church by watching us on the internet or the television, where they can stay at home and watch the service in their pajamas with their slippers on and with their cup of coffee. Well, that sounds quite comfortable, and truly I can understand that. There are many times on Sunday morning I feel the same way. But the Bible teaches us that we are not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. In other words, the closer we get to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, the more we should be together. And so, if you are a member of a good, solid, Bible-believing church and you go on a regular basis to the services that are offered there, praise God. And I'm certain that God will bless you, you will be blessed by others, and you will be a blessing to others. But if you are a member of a church, or maybe even not a member of a church, but the fact of the matter is you don't go to church and you call yourself a Christian, well, I would encourage you to get up out of bed, get dressed, and go to church. Go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church where you can praise God with others of like precious faith, and where you can be taught the Word of God, and where you can sing the hymns of praise unto God, and above all, where you can honor and glorify God. We would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. We are located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, and it would be a delight to have you drop by and visit us. We will have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and then our evening service is always at 6 o'clock on Sunday night. And throughout the midweek, we have services at 6:30 on Wednesday night for the children and youth, and 7 o'clock on Wednesday night for the adults. And, of course, we always have a great time of fellowship, and so we've got something for the entire family. If we can ever serve you, spiritually speaking, don't hesitate to contact us. Our phone number is 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Our email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. And our web address is www.fbcaltoona.org. And I realize that many people still use the snail mail, as it were. And our snail mail address is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. That's the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Again, I would invite you to come on out and to be a part of our fellowship today. My question to you is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? You know, there are many people who think that they are saved and they're not. They think that they are saved because they go to religious services, they do religious activities, they read the Bible every now and then, and they might even support a missionary. But in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23, Jesus is speaking, and he says, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." That's talking about people who are religious. They are involved with religious activities, but they've never called upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to save you. They will stand before the Lord Jesus at the great white throne judgment, and because their names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, they will be cast into the eternal lake of fire. Make certain, beloved, that you have done what Romans 10:13 says, call upon the name of the Lord and ask him to save you, and he will. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the opportunity that we have to have this radio broadcast. And I pray, dear Lord, that if there's any under the sound of my voice who is not certain of their salvation, that today will be the day in which they will call upon the name of the Lord and say, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me, that they might be saved, that they might have the forgiveness of sins, and that they might be given eternal life through faith in your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I also pray that you'll take the broadcast and use it for your glory. May your purpose be fulfilled today, and we'll thank you and we'll praise you for it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Here's a song that's entitled, I Believe in a Hill Called Mount Calvary.
This life with its great mysteries surely someday will come to an end. Oh, but faith will conquer the darkness
from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and I would like to read with you verses 55 through 57. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 55 through 57, where the Word of God says, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 55 through 57. And now, before I deliver a message entitled The Glorious Promises of God, let's listen to a piano solo playing that old hymn, Count Your Blessings. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 20, we find these words. It says, "For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us." That's a very interesting verse of scripture, and certainly it speaks of the glorious promises of God. And you know, I think that every one of us realize that from time to time we make promises and break promises, and from time to time people give us promises that they do not fulfill. But one of the things that we can depend upon is the fact that God's promises are true. Now, somebody might ask the question, what are the promises of God? Well, the promises of God represent his pledges that something will or will not be done or given or come to pass by his sovereign direction. And those promises are not flippant, casual promises such as we often may make, but rather are rock-solid, unequivocal commitments made by God himself, and nothing can change his determination to fulfill his promises. And the fact of the matter is, because God is faithful, the recipients of his promises can have full assurance that what God has said, he will surely do. Back in the book of Numbers, chapter 23 and verse 19, the Word of God says, "God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good?" That's Numbers 23 and verse 19. The fact of the matter is, God does not lie, and every promise that God gives, he will fulfill. Indeed, as it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 20, "For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us." Let's look at these promises of God for a few moments today. First of all, the promises of God are many. It says there in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 20, "All the promises of God." Now, the word promise occurs at least 50 times in the Bible. And I'm not going to read with you every time the word promise is used in the Word of God, but there are many promises of God given. As a matter of fact, someone once counted the promises of God given in Scripture, and they are at least 3,573. Now think about that. That's a lot of God's promises given to us by way of application or by way of lesson. But the fact of the matter is, God has given many promises in His Word. And you know something? We can count on the fact that every promise God has given, He will fulfill. All 3,573 of them. The promises of God are many. But secondly, the promises of God are secure. It says there in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 20, "For all the promises of God in Him are yea and amen." That phrase "in Him" indicates to us that God's promises are grounded and rooted in His eternal purpose. And they will not change. They will not be forgotten. They will not be taken away. As a matter of fact, the Word of God teaches us in Romans chapter 15, verses 8 and 9, that Jesus Christ is the central key of God's promises. In other words, in one way, shape, or form, every promise that God has given to us in His Word is centered around the Lord Jesus Christ and His redemptive work for us on the cross of Calvary. The promises of God are many. The promises of God are secure. But thirdly, the promises of God are definite. Again, 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 20, it says, "For all the promises of God in Him are yea, and in Him, amen." That's an interesting phrase. Yea, and in Him, amen. The words yea and amen indicate a positive affirmation. And in addition to that, those words, yea and amen, reflect the truth of God's Word that will never change. I mean, God's promises are as secure as God Himself. He is the eternal God. He has always lived. He always will live. And His promises, as they have been given, will be fulfilled all of the time. We can believe in the promises of God. They are definite. And then finally, the promises of God are for His glory alone. Again, 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 20, "For all the promises of God in Him are yea, and in Him, amen," here it is, "unto the glory of God by us." Unto the glory of God by us. The promises of God are by us, meaning that they are directed to those of us who are saved, those of us who are His children, those of us who are believers in Jesus Christ. But then the promises of God are for His glory alone. Unto the glory of God by us. Even though those promises are extended to us, they are to honor and to glorify God in the fulfillment thereof. Oh yes, my friend, God's promises are many. God's promises are secure. God's promises are definite. And God's promises are for His glory. Aren't you thankful for the promises of God? As I mentioned, there are at least 3,573 of God's promises mentioned in the Bible. I certainly don't have the time to speak on all of those promises today, but just think of the many promises that God has given to us. For instance, He promises to protect His children, as is brought out in Psalm 121. He promises everlasting love, as is brought out in Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse 3. God promises a pattern of revival, as we would see in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14. God promises salvation to those who call upon His name, as we see in Romans chapter 10 and verse 13. God promises comfort and strength in the time of trial, as we see in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. God promises eternal inheritance, an eternal inheritance to believers, as we see in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 4. God promises an abundant life to all believers, as it is clearly taught to us in the book of John chapter 10 and verse 10, and we could go on and on. Yes, all the promises of God in Him are yea, and in Him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. I would encourage you, beloved, to do a study on the promises of God. The question is, how should we respond to the promises of God? Well, number one, we should learn them. Let's conduct a study of God's promises in the Word. Then we should believe them. Don't doubt them, because they are true. Then we should claim them as our own, because we can, by way of application. And then finally, let's share them with others, because others need to know the promises of God for their encouragement as well. I'm so thankful that we have a God who is true, and whose word is true, and whose promises are true and will be fulfilled. Let's give God the honor and the glory and the praise for His promises. Well, I want to thank you so very much for joining us on the Voice of Faith radio broadcast today. I do trust that you'll go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church. And until we greet you once again by way of radio, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona saying, God bless you. Keep looking up, for remember the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen. Amen indeed.
Let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.